You're listening to Life Skills 101 on the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network.
Welcome to Life Skills 101, a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network and True North Homeschool Academy. Your host, Lisa Nearing, has homeschooled her five kids for the last 29 years. She has a master's degree in human brain development and a master's in marriage and family therapy. She is currently the owner of True North, offering everything from Hebrew classes to chemistry. She and her husband, Dr. David Nearing, are passionately committed to equipping fellow homeschoolers and Christians with the tools and resources necessary to navigate a complex world in need of a savior. Now, without further ado, your host.
From True North Homeschool Academy here, and I want to talk to you about the reluctant reader and writer. We hear about this in our Facebook groups, and we get messages about this all the time. My kid does not like to read or write. What do I do? Help. Help is on the way. We've got some simple tips and tricks for you today, and I don't know if you know this, but I did teach writing for years, both in co-ops and class days, as well as online, and I love teaching writing. I've taught all sorts of different writing, from formal poetry to essay writing, research writing, creative writing, the whole smash, and I love to teach writing. It's such a fun way to get to know people and to hear their stories, and also to help people learn how to think, because good writing is good thinking. So if you have a reluctant reader or writer, again, I've got some simple and easily applicable, you can apply them easily, and inexpensive ways to help with getting your kids to love, at least enjoy, reading and writing. And I want to start with one that might seem a little counterintuitive, and that is with poetry. I love The Grammar of Poetry by Matt Whitling. I don't sell it. We don't make any money off of it, but I think it's the best on the market. And what it does is it teaches formal poetry. Now, again, that might sound really counterintuitive, but what I have found, barring a learning disability or having dyslexia or anything like that, most kids who are reluctant writers feel overwhelmed by the thought of coming up with something to say. And the beauty of formal poetry is it teaches your kids forms. It teaches them stylistic techniques. It teaches them rhyming endings. And most kids have a natural sense of rhythm, or at least they understand it. And formal poetry just puts words to that rhythm. It's also really fun to memorize. And, you know, we have ongoing jokes in our family, like every family does. Some of those jokes have to do with poetry and the poetry that we've memorized over the years. Celery Raw Develops the Jaw. It just goofy things that we're still saying decades later. Formal poetry is a really fun way to instill great ideas and thoughts in your kid's head, again, with a rhyme and a meter and a cadence, so that it's not just them trying to make sense of something. It really follows a form. And for some brains, that is a perfect way to get them to understanding language. The other thing about poetry that I love, it teaches kids to play with language. And a lot of kids who feel really stuck with reading or writing, they don't understand the play of language. And poetry really highlights that. So again, I think formal poetry, teaching it is a great way to help your kids understand the rhythm and cadence of language. It just helps them to learn to play with language. And there's lots of laughs to be had. And honestly, if you can build fun into lessons, especially those subject matters or lessons that your kids are struggling with, the easier it will be for them to get a hold of it, to have those aha moments, and to own it. The other thing I want to talk to you about is just doing more outside the box reading and writing besides just papers or essays. Now, that's really foundational, and your kids do need to write a solid essay at some point in their life, but don't limit it and don't do it too early. Graphic novels are a great way to get solid stories in your kids' heads without doing a full-length literature book or whatever, but I would caution you, preview them first, because some graphic novels get really sketchy with the pictures right off the bat, but there's a lot of good ones and more on the market. The other thing that is really super fun to do with language is to read plays out loud. Do reader's theater even in your own home. There's some simple early elementary plays. The Greatest Christmas Pageant Ever is a really fun book to do as a reader's theater. Of course, you can do Shakespeare, and you can do everything in between as Reader's Theater, and just assign people parts and just read the parts. It's dialogue. So this is how we naturally communicate with each other, and it's a great way to introduce language in unique ways to your kids. Don't overlook the power of the short story. There are so many phenomenal short stories in the world, and it doesn't feel as daunting to get a little short story as to get a big book if your kid is a reluctant reader. So don't overlook short stories. You can get anthologies of short stories, and you can get them for younger kids, middle and older. Read some great short stories this year for Christmas, a Christmas theme reading challenge I was doing by Truman Capote and some other people that I had no idea that they wrote short stories. C.S. Lewis has written some great short stories, and one of my personal favorites, Dorothy Sayers, has a whole book of short stories. And short stories are a fun, fun way to read some great literature and get stories into your kids' heads without doing a whole big book about it. The other thing too, record your kids as they're reading and then have them play it back while they're reading the book to themselves. Or they can record themselves reading the book and they can play it, you can use it as like a book on tape for younger kids or whatever. My mom did that with a lot of books before she passed away, and it was so sweet to watch my kids listening to her voice, reading books for a couple years after she was gone. But this is a great way to get your kids to take some enjoyment from reading and do it in a unique and interesting way. The other thing too, you could start a podcast with your kids or your YouTube channel and have them get into the idea of what are they going to present to the podcast. Create a theme about it. Now you can do an unpublished or a published podcast or YouTube channel, but this is a great way for your kids to practice speaking and writing. And speaking is just your thoughts collected, writing, and you're speaking them out loud, right? So again, just looking for unique and dynamic ways to get your kids interested in reading and writing without doing formal lessons necessarily, but still getting the subject matter information into their little brains, right? We've got some great classes coming up that are going to do a lot of this for you. If you don't want to do it yourself, or you're just overwhelmed or busy, so many of us are working while we homeschool, and that's actually part of the reason why True North Homeschool Academy exists. I was working full-time, and I needed resources for my own family, and so we have collected world-class teachers literally from around the world who are subject matter experts, and not only that, love teaching and love our students. So it's a winning combo, and we're here for you. We know a lot about the subjects that we're teaching, and we really take great joy in sharing that information with our students. So a couple classes coming up that use some of these ideas that I've just shared about Lit and Comp. Now, our freshman Lit and Comp class, you don't have to be a freshman to take it. We have 8th graders, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th graders in that class. But it would be like a traditional course of study, 9th grade Lit and Comp. They read short stories throughout the year. And the kids are loving the selection. Angie Farrell does this class. Phenomenally curated list of short stories. The kids are learning about famous authors, great works of literature, but it's not so overwhelming. They're not reading 12 books in a year. They're focusing on the short story, and they're learning to write a really solid essay and responses to those pieces of literature. The other couple classes we have coming up, instead of traditional speech and rhetoric class, we have turned those two classes, that class into BizTalk, which is a semester-long class, and Write to Ignite, which is another semester-long class, because we want to update for the world that our kids are going to live in and our need to work in. The BizTalk is about how to do professional speaking and talking, and by professional, I mean high school level, because a lot of our kids actually do public speaking for 4-H or Heritage Girls, Boy Scouts, all those kind of things. They're doing talking. So BizTalk is a speech class. It's a semester-long speech class. It's also going to go into how to do podcasting for our high school students. Now, it is not out of the realm of reality for our kids to do podcasting and to actually build a business, make money, all those kind of things. That's the world we live in. So we want to equip your kids with the tools they need to actually do that. Marketable skills, that's where our electives are really heading. And then a Write to Ignite. This is also about blogging. It's about copywriting. Copywriting is everywhere. And we know this. It's on cereal boxes. It's on billboards. It's also all over social media. Our kids, again, could actually build a business with copywriting, and AI will not replace it. I don't care how good AI gets, they're going to need people with ideas to generate stuff and edit it, because Good writing is good thinking, but good editing, it takes the good writing even a step further. So Write to Ignite is a copywriting class, and you can couple those two classes for a full year. Both Biz Talk and Write to Ignite are taught by Beth Purcell. You can take them as standalones, you can take them together. And of course, you can take more than one English or Lit and Comp class a year. We have several students who double up in subjects that they love, and we're really fine with that. We want to make sure that you as homeschool parents are equipped to create the kind of educational world that your family needs and that your kids need and want as well. And so you can take our classes a la carte. You can take them as a bundle, 3 or 6 class bundles. You get a little bit of savings with the bundles. And again, you can pair classes however you want. You can take the Lit and Comp short story with Biz Talk or the two or whatever. I mean, we're really flexible. If you have any questions, just let us know. But hope this is helpful to you. Again, I love teaching reading and writing. I think it's one of the foundational skills that's never going to go away, no matter how crazy and changed our world becomes. Being literate is one of the greatest skills that you can give your kids. And if your kids are struggling, if they don't really love reading and they don't really like writing, step back and figure out how you can change it up and do it in unique ways. You could even do a reader's theater where you do the presentation at the end of the at the end of the week or the month, whenever you've gotten done with the play, and do it as a small presentation at co-op or something, or even offer that as a co-op class. Reader's theater is such a powerful way to really understand dialogue and story. And that really, honestly, is part of the heart of literature, is understanding story and the power of story. We want to make sure that our kids get that, because they're going to be telling stories and hearing stories all of their life. And so understanding story well and a little bit of great lit analysis is going to help them understand what is a good story, what's a bad story, what's truth, what's fiction, all those kind of things. Great skills to have. If you're struggling with them, we'd love to hear from you and how we can come alongside of you. That's what we're here for at True North Homeschool Academy. Check out the website, truenorthhomeschool.academy. Classes are open for enrollment for 24-25, and there is room for you and your family. True North, we are your trusted academic source. Let me know if you have any questions. I'll talk to you soon.